What is up? Welcome to another edition of Sacktown Movie Buffs. Once again, it's your boy Kier, and I am back reviewing a new film that is not quite in theaters yet at the time of this recording. I actually got to see an advanced screening of this on last night, and that film is going to be Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, the newest, latest, greatest Marvel film. And I say without further ado, I say we get right into it. So I can't go too much into details about the film itself just because of it's not currently released just yet for mainstream audiences, but obviously this, you know, the story just generally picks up, you know, sometime after the events of the Avengers, and this is kind of like the first film of Ant-Man since the Avengers Endgame, basically. And there's just this one is basically just it's an action-packed film. That's the only way I can just basically describe it. There's a new villain that I think actually, you know, in my opinion, steals the show. Definitely very exciting to see, you know, new blood, new villains, new bad guys, things of this nature. The film, you know, it's basically, you know, Scott Lang and his family dealing with basically the world of Quantumania, if you will, and multiverses and things of this nature. It's a lighter film. It's not as serious. And I kind of like that about the film is that it was a little bit refreshing just to, you know, after, you know, the end games and stuff like that, I do like that the newer Marvel films are trying to make it a little more light, a little more fun in a lot of ways. There's definitely some dark elements to the film, but overall it's a much lighter, easier going film in my opinion. You know, I like the film. I didn't necessarily love it. Like I said, I think the villain in this film definitely steals the show. I don't want to go too much into details on that because it's just something that you definitely have to watch and see for yourself. All the characters are fine. The story is fine. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But just in my opinion, it doesn't do anything to necessarily, you know, move the needle for me or make it say it was always amazing or anything of that nature. I am interested to see where the story goes and see kind of what happens next in the story. You know, all of these films, the new Spider-Man and Thor's and things of this nature, they're all trying to move forward with a new group. And I don't know where it's going to lead to. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, another situations where all the Avengers are going to have to get back together at some point. I haven't foreseen that just yet, but there's definitely a possibility down the future to see if that happens. And of course, there's going to be some new Avengers movies coming out with new Avengers and things of this nature. So I'm kind of interested just to kind of see where the arc goes and where the stories goes. You know, I am one of the people that have admittedly is maybe a little bit Marvel Studios fatigued, just in terms of they churn out so many films a year. You know, I still watch most of them, but, you know, the last few I felt like that have come out since Endgame, you know, haven't done anything to, you know, that I could say was amazing or anything of that nature. The Doctor Strange was okay. The Spider-Man Homecoming was okay. You know, most of the ones I've seen so far were just okay. This one's kind of in that same boat. Might have liked it just a tad more than the last Spider-Man and the last Doctor Strange. You know, so I'm definitely interested to see where all those stories go and see kind of how, you know, if the Avengers, the new group is going to assemble and get back together. It's just kind of hard to say. But yeah, definitely one that, you know, if you're a Marvel fan and you like Marvel films, I think you're going to like this. If you're Marvel fatigued, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to be a film for you. I know the reviews so far that have come out have been kind of a mixed bag. I always kind of fall right in the middle. And so if I'm giving this one a grade, it's going to be a 3 out of 5. So that's just a smile. No teeth in this case. But let me know down in the comments when you finally do see the film, if you liked it, didn't like it. As always, if you like the channel, we ask that you like, subscribe, follow, hit all those bell notifications, and I'll be back again soon with some more shows for you. Thank you for watching. Hope everybody has a great day.